everyone. Welcome to our first episode of The Most Dangerous Podcast. I am Bella.
And I'm Sierra.
And if you're new to the podcast, hello, welcome. Here, we never stop talking about DuckTales. Oh, yeah. And if you're currently a listener of our podcast, you might be wondering why on episode like 10, we're making a welcome video. Is because when we first started the podcast, we were very inexperienced and didn't really know exactly what we were doing. So the first episode was
really bad.
Horrible. So we're re-recording this. So for you listening, we're just going to pretend that season 3 hasn't happened yet. And we're just going back in time. And yeah, pretty much. And for the new listeners, we have two other hosts of the podcast. They weren't able to make it today, but you will hear them in the next 8 episodes after this. But just a heads up to introduce Caitlin and Audrey to you. So for this episode, it's pretty much going back in time. Nothing's happened yet. So we're doing a DuckTales quiz so you can get to know us a little better. So first question, who's our favorite triplets?
Louis.
Dewey.
For me, it's definitely Louis. I just love his, like, whole personality. Just, like, his, like, chillness.
His chillness.
Yeah.
Louis is pretty good. Dewey is my favorite because, I mean, if Ben Schwartz didn't voice him, I don't think he would be my favorite. Your chair is
very squeaky.
Here, get the squeaks out of that.
Sorry about that.
Ben Schwartz just puts so much character into Dewey that it's just, he's so amazing. Yeah. And so I love Dewey.
Also, I think I can relate more to Louis because I'm the youngest. And so
I'm a middle child. Oh my gosh.
It's like mind blown.
Didn't hit me.
So right now. Well, now it hits you.
Moment of silence. Just like, what? Okay. Question number 2. Favorite season 1 episode?
The Great Dime Chase.
I love The Great Dime Chase.
I love The Great Dime Chase.
And yeah, I mean, the whole time,
it's
Louis.
So good.
That's a great Louis episode.
That, and plus it's the beginning of Fenton. Not Fenton.
I was like, Fenton?
Gizmo Duck.
Oh, yeah, love, yeah. At the very end.
At the very end.
You're kind of like, what?
Project Blatherskite. Interesting. But, yeah. And Fenton's my second favorite, so.
Yeah. And I like the Ottoman. I mean, Ottoman Empire, for me, when I first watched it, I was like, this is kind of annoying. But it's grown on me.
But now I kind of love it.
I feel like Louie. I used to hate the show, but now I kind of love it. Because I love how Keith Ferguson, who plays Glomgold, he voices Johnny and Randy.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I guess
I still don't hear it.
Really?
Even when I'm, like, listening to it, knowing, like, actually listening for Glomgold's voice, I do not hear it.
Yeah, I used to not hear it, but then I was, like, over time, I was like, okay, I can hear Glomgold now.
Yeah.
And then I love when they're making the ottoman for Glomgold, he's literally talking to himself.
Seriously.
He's literally talking to himself. Like, you know that's a good voice actor when they can have a conversation with themselves and you didn't know it.
Exactly.
I mean, Louis does that.
I was going to say, too. That reminds me of Louis.
I mean, and Keith Ferguson, I'm, like, subject switching. He, like, if you check the end credits of an episode, he's like, in the majority of the episodes, even if he's mm-hmm. not Glomgold, he's just some random character.
Yeah.
Which is so good. You're so good. back to the questions. My favorite episode, did you finish with yours?
Yes.
Okay, I was like, I don't want to cut you off. My favorite episode from season 1 is The Infernal Internship of Mark Beeks.
Oh my gosh, I love that episode.
Because that, I mean, you like your Louie episode. I like my Dewey episode. I mean,
I ordered
and
everybody
a
pizza.
Huey Dewey episode. Yeah, I love when he's and on Mark the phone. Beeks he's too. Like, so that's why you sit back, you put up your feet, and he's like, who are you even talking to?
Just missed.
I don't remember what he said.
I can't remember. I think that's what he said, but.
He's like, I don't remember. He's just like, so-and-so from somewhere.
Something.
Oh, yeah, just missed him. But then, like, the end of that episode, makes me like wonder, because oh my gosh, what, blah, 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 back up here. The whole time Scrooge and Glomgold are plotting against Mark Beaks. Well, Scrooge just, it's not like trying to kill him or anything, but Glomgold is. But he's, Glomgold's like, oh, invite him on a yacht and do this and that and whatever. Let me turn a light on. I can't see. Okay. Doing random. The light is falling. Okay. There we go. That's better. Sorry. Technical difficulties here. He invites him on the yacht. And then the end of the episode, you have Glomgold giving Mark Beaks an invitation to go on a yacht. I'm like, I'm still waiting for that episode. Right? I'm still waiting. So, I mean, I'm still waiting.
I think that'd be a good episode.
It should come up in, I hope, in season 3, because, I mean, it's been a couple years since he sent the invitation.
It's like, when was the date for that?
Or Mark Beaks just didn't go.
Right?
So of course he would go.
I mean, when he got the invitation, he was excited.
Yeah. So he should probably go. Anyway.
Yeah.
And I cannot wait for that episode.
Yeah.
So, favorite episode from season 2. The light just turned off.
You have to keep it on 2.
2?
Yeah.
Oh, there's settings to this light. Okay, favorite episode of season 2. I like the 87 cent solution.
Yes, that one is really good.
Because even when Scrooge is sick and losing his mind, he still knew, like, he totally knew what he didn't know it was Glomgold, but it was Chester. But he knew the guy's plot and exactly what he was doing, like going in and out of time and stuff. And everyone's like, he's crazy.
I think mine would be, I don't even know what the name is.
It's describe like, it.
That outlaw
Buck Scrooge McDuck.
Oh, yeah. It has all my favorite characters in it. It has Louie. It has Fenton / Gizmo Duck, even though he's not. And Goldie. I love Goldie.
I need another episode of Goldie.
Yes.
My life.
I love that episode.
I mean, how did she's only been in 1, 2, 3 episodes. How did she become like one of my favorite characters?
She's just
out of 3 episodes. Incredible. Yeah.
Yeah, she's great.
I'm just like going over all the Goldie quotes in my head right now.
I'm like, I would never steal from children unless they had something I really wanted.
Or I was bored. I was like,
it's like, oh my gosh, yes. You're amazing.
And what was that? Okay, my favorite episode. Did I?
Yeah,
I already said my favorite episode.
87 cents.
Yeah. Okay, favorite villain.
Mark Beaks.
Yep.
He's just.
Oh, he's I love in the most so dangerous good. Chemistry again, Judy. Did you drink more than one serum? I told you I was bored. Just like,
oh yeah,
that is so Mark Beaks.
Yep. I'm trying to think of. I mean, and just the way he sings stuff.
I've got your kids, I think. I don't really know how this family works.
Yes. Like, just the way he also abbreviates things and makes it the name, like, Buddy. Beaks, unmanned driving drone.
Yay! Yes. Okay. We both said our favorite.
Yep. Villain.
Same villain. Magicka's pretty cool, too.
Yeah.
Gotta love those original
villains. Goldie
villains.
Counts, even though she's like con.
She's a con artist. I guess you could call her a villain.
She's like.
But yes. She's an awesome villain.
She is, but then she isn't.
She isn't.
But then she is again.
Yeah. It's a circle of life. Okay. Favorite accent from.
Oh, goodness. The series. There are so many accents. I have to say Scrooge, his Scottish accent.
Scottish.
But I also love Jose.
From oh yeah,
the three
yes. it's him that's like, and you dropped one,
and then
because his Panchito's like, yeah. You insisted you could juggle the eggs.
Yep, they're just awesome.
Yes. Okay. I would. I was trying to remember if I answered that question.
Oh, I also love Duke Bologna's Australian.
Oh yes.
It's Australian, right?
No?
South Africa?
Is it
Wait, South Africa?
He's in South Africa.
He's something. I like his accent. I don't know what it is.
I think it's Australian.
I think it's Australian.
Yeah, we'll get back to you guys on that one. And my favorite accent? I would say it's anyone trying to quote Scrooge on his accent, like in The Great Time Chase.
I know.
But then a hard day's work, he says.
But then a hard day's work. And then Goldie does him
too. Because Louis is the first one who mimics his accent. Oh, yeah, Goldie, you think you know me so well.
Well, that wasn't the only time. She did another time, but I can't remember what it was.
I don't know. I feel like every character just has to do it one time.
I know.
I'm trying to remember.
Gladstone does it. He's like, bless me bagpipes. Then he dives in the money and then does his pouty face.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So yeah.
Scrooge's pouty face is the best.
Gotta mimic Scrooge. Because sometimes he's just like this little toddler that's just frustrated
with so everyone.
I know. You just hear like, rah.
I know. You just hear all these cracks. It sounds like it's breaking under me.
Okay, next. Yeah, I answered that. Favorite song played in DuckTales?
It's a date. Either that or Dewey's song. I'm just not good enough.
Yeah, that's season 3. We're kind of breaking the rules here. Oh.
But pretend I didn't know.
Well, that's my favorite song in DuckTales. From...
Or...
Double O Duck.
Or the Three Caballeros.
Yeah, just hum it.
I know.
Stars to guide us. Now that song's gonna be in my head.
That song notes.
Okay, next question. Favorite part of Scrooge's attire? And it's the spats. Or the cane.
Or the cane's top cool hat. Because
it's like a weapon, too. And then, I mean, I wonder how much stuff does Scrooge keep in his top hat? Because he had a map in there. And
a piece of gold one time. It wasn't the top hat.
He was mining for the gold. And then he put it in his normal hat. He didn't have a top hat yet.
Yeah.
Well, like, I mean, he goes around keeping gold in his hats. what else do you have in there, Scrooge?
Yeah, I think his top hat is my favorite. I mean, his spats are cool, too, but...
Yeah, I love... I'll have a pair of buckskin waterproof spats. Oh, we don't carry those. I will have a pair of boots and your sharpest knife.
Then he just cuts his own spats. Yep. Scrooge.
I love those episodes with Scrooge and Goldie. Because we're just, like, quoting all those ones. Okay. And thus, wow, that was very fast questions. Quick episode. Just for a quick introduction.
Yep.
Nothing much more to say. Except breaking the rules again. Cannot wait for the pickup of season 3.
Oh, yes. So excited for that.
I think I'm going to put this...
It's coming out. What's today?
Let's see. The 13th. Today's the 13th. The 21st. I almost said 21 days. Let's see. Seven plus one. I answered it in my head. I'm not sitting there trying to struggle. So a week and a day is when it comes out. So, oh my goodness. I cannot wait.
I'm so excited. It's like, yeah.
The anticipation. They're going to be releasing a promo soon. Maybe it's already released and I just don't know.
I just don't know.
So I should look that up. So yeah. Pretty much thank you guys for joining us for this episode. We will be definitely when season 3, breaking the rules again, when season 3 comes back, we will be posting an episode a few days after the episode comes out. Probably like, I think we said this in our latest episode, the 23rd or the 24th. You can expect a review.
Yep.
We're going to be recording another episode before that though. So look out for that. thank you guys so much for listening and we will talk to you soon.
Bye.